Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Cater moves to third. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Gill moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gill scores. Sims moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Gill covering, for the out. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Roof moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roof scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is out, Alvis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater moves to third. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater scores. Charles scores. Rudy moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-0 in the game. Nash hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nasek strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Sims reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. Gill goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Sam McDowell. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Charles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Ed Charles. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires to first and picks off Lewis. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rudy strikes out. Roger Repos pinch runs for Joe Rudy. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Repos. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Repos steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nasek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Phil Roof. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Repos moves to third. Green moves to second. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Jim Nash. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Repos scores. Green moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Chavarria now playing third base. Roger Repos now playing left field. Jack Aker now pitching. Ken Suarez now catching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavarria fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gill strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Ossie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Bob Allen now pitching. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Smith pinch hits for Larry Brown. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Bob Allen. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.